see you at Thanksgiving.
And you might not.
It's WMFO Medford. I am Derek Carey. Until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing.
The Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Yes.
Hey, that's your line, isn't it?
And it's usually my line, but
I'm just the diminutive co-host today.
Oh, what are you going to do? I am Phil.
And I'm Lils, and I am back after several months away and
recuperationing.
I seem to have missed a bit.
Well, I mean, ish.
I have no idea.
I mean, it was a whole decade since the last time you were here.
I've forgotten what a microphone looks like. I'm assuming that I'm talking into this, what I assume to be a big fuzzy lollipop.
Yes. Yes, there are a few big fuzzy lollipops here. And
I'm going to try very hard not to give it a lick. No, of course not. That'd be a terrible
idea.
Don't
Tootsie Owl the thing, all right?
A one, a two, a three. Yeah, that'll look good on waveforms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So we got a, as I understand it, we have a show today, Phil.
Yes, we do. We do. We have 3 hours of Boston and New England music.
The devil, you say?
Yes.
We wouldn't happen to have guests, would we?
We do. We have a Tisk, Tisk, Tisk coming up in Studio D.
Say what?
Yes. I have questions about that. About whether I'm pronouncing it correctly.
I have. Your guess is as good as mine.
I mean, each Tisk has a different spelling, so I have to ask them how it's properly spelled.
Your guess is as good as mine, you know?
Yes.
Shall we just get to some music to start with?
Yeah, let's get it to...
Nope, apparently not. Apparently we did a goof.
Yep. All right, hurry up and play something before they come back.
All right, gonna bring you something all the way from Lowell. Here's something from Hands 3. This is Your Hands by Hands 3, all the way out of Lowell.
first felt when I saw your face. I will just keep scorning the sky for my demise, never letting what's in front of me enter my eyes.
Can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it five, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
Song, and I'm noticing when you sing along. death looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. With secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. And man, you know you're never coming back. Past the square, past the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Nice little block of music there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So at the start of that block, we had Your Hands by Hands 3, a brand new release from them, released just earlier this month. Following that, Sky and Weather from Travis Benson's self-titled release. Another brand new one after that, something new from Party Boys, Eyes Like Bridget Bardot. And leading out of that one, Red Right Hand from Big Time Kill, some nice electro rock for your ears.
And that particular track, I mean, because it is, the release is coming up, so that track is part of a compilation that both you and I are part of.
Wow. Yes. Synergy.
called Boz for Oz. B-O-Z F-O-R-O-Z. Yeah, just... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spell it out for you. But anyway.
So that's going to be a compilation of New England artists covering
Australian artists.
Australian artists and bands, and all proceeds generated from this compilation will be going to brush fire relief, so be on the lookout for that.
Barring any crazy delays or anything, it should be out either this Friday or next, I forget. Yeah. So...
Pat would be able to say something if he were here.
Yes.
We're sad.
All right. Speaking of sad, in our last block...
Oh, you sound like you have something to say.
I said tisk, tisk, task. This is like two apologies in one. Because A, I got the first band name wrong. It's tisk, tisk, task, not tisk, tisk, tisk. They are playing next month, so March 4th.
Week.
No, next month.
Oh, next month. My bad.
March 4th.
Now I made a goof.
Well, this will be a great apology section, right? All right. So the act that we are going to have tonight in Studio D is Club Linehan Agogo.
Club Linehan Agogo.
Now, if I mispronounce that, I'm really hoping that they're going to tell me.
It's just going to be a night full of goofs tonight.
Yes. So.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Hopefully we don't goof up this next block of music.
All right. So we are going to start some things off. We're gonna slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, let's get a little mellow.
Why don't
you introduce this track?
With the latest single from the Spearmint Sea, this is Signs and Coins. 91.5 WMFU. Thank you. Listening to On the Town with Mikey D.
Another sterling block of music for you right there.
Yes.
We came back into that with Signs and Coins by the Spearmint Sea. Following that, Rhyme on Branches by Jen Tyga.
Some nice ambient stuff there.
The Rick Wakeman synth sorceress of the Northwest Massachusetts.
And then that was followed by...
What was that voice?
I don't know.
A new single off of from Knockover City, Empty Lair, off of their release Dungeon Module 420. This has got to be some nice little Dungeons and Dragons related stuff.
Ooh.
Nice little Dungeons and Dragons related track. Who said that?
That was me.
Following that, we'll get to you in a second.
Back in the corner.
Following that, Mellow Bravo with Don't You Get Lonely.
I think that was their final single.
Before. Oh, are they not together anymore?
No, they're not. Because Keith, the singer, joined Party Boys.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It all just comes around
then.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, as I'm sure you've heard.
Number of people have multiplied in the studio here.
We've been invaded. we have interlopers in our midst.
I don't know if we'd call them interlopers, but...
What would you call them, Phil?
Esteemed guests.
Ooh. The guests like this.
Yes.
All right, I guess so.
We have Stormstress here in the studio.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes.
Hello, we are very happy to be here. I am Tanya Venom, guitarist / singer of Stormstress.
Tia Mayhem, bassist / singer of Stormstress.
Said parked in front of a set of bongos.
Yeah.
Congas. Bongos are the small ones.
These are congas,
the
guys.
Congas. All right, I'm going to have to
get
fix that on the Facebook.
It's okay. People all right, don't
so
really
that's
know.
Just
why
going,
not? More
that's
goofs.
Going on our goof theme today.
Yes, this is part of the goof reel.
Excited
goof.
To be part of the goof reel.
Yeah, very excited.
So I am particularly excited because both of these esteemed guests have been in the
studio.
Well, no.
No?
No, they are in some elite company. Because they were part of the last 2 years of One Night Band.
That's right. That was really fun.
And everyone knows I am the number one fan. So
one
I have to
band.
Ask individually, who did last year?
I did this, the most recent, and
okay.
Tia did the year before.
Okay, So you're the one who did the bass solo.
I did do the bass solo.
You don't have bass solos in One Night Band. And from what I've been told by your bandmate, Dan Costa, was that it was rapper Dutch Rebel's idea to have you play a bass
solo.
Yeah,
actually. She's like, what about a bass solo? And I was like, okay. Like, I'm in. My band was really
very
cool.
Very rad.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
I mean, just to have it be a rapper's idea to have a bass solo in the
so
song.
Cool.
And yeah, that I thought that was just amazing. I probably
Thank
came
you.
Up to you after you played and said, oh my God, I wish I could hear that song again.
But that was really fun. I feel like the group had so much chemistry and we all really just like...
You did.
We really lifted each other up and it was just so fun. We all jived super well. It was great.
I mean, and it was Dutch Rebel's like chance to let loose, sing a little bit. And speaking
of
rappers,
really cool.
Speaking of rappers who sang, you had Detention.
That's right.
So, I mean, and I've known Detention for several years. And I mean, he did a new wave thing, but he didn't sing.
Whoa. He's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Like writing
and,
with him was awesome.
And I was telling him about your song Kenmore Square.
Yeah, that song was awesome.
I can show you the text when we're off air.
Yeah.
I was telling him we need this song in existence. So at the very least he's doing it.
Oh yeah. He hit me up. He was like, hey, we should actually record this. I'm like, I'm in, man.
Yeah,
it was
no.
It's a great song.
But so how was working with a rapper for you?
It was amazing. I mean, like, so in our band we write the songs, and so it was cool to see somebody else who I've never worked with ever a day in my life just like write all these awesome words and lyrics. Like he had his pencil and paper, he's like, jive in, and he was like, play these chords, and I would play some chords and just like cycle them over and over, and he'd be like getting ideas, and then he'd like pull out this brick of gold.
Yeah. With the, and crazy. you had the drummer that was called in literally last minute.
Yes, Brooke. So, yeah. She was like...
Brooke, okay.
She was called at like 9 in the morning. She biked on over. She was like, all right, let's do this.
it was a lot of fun. And
it was so much fun.
You were able to do, you know, flashy guitar solos.
I loved it. I had a guitar solo in like almost every song. I was so excited. I was like, yay.
Get to stand on the monitor. Guitar in the air. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, she had to one-up Tia Mayhem, so.
Oh, yeah. Well yeah, you stood on the monitor with the bass solo. Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever.
I learned from the best.
We're hoping that, like, our drummer, Maddie, will maybe be on next year's.
Yeah, that's our hope.
She's not here currently, as she is on the island, but she's here with us in spirit, in these congas.
Yes.
In the congas.
Her soul travels in the congas.
I just needed to take a moment to kind of One Night Band fanboy out.
It was incredible, man.
So, yeah.
Wow. Such an amazing experience, like, to throw musicians together and be like, do stuff today. And everyone's like, wow, okay. And you get to meet tons of new people.
Eight hours later, a big fat blob is standing 3 feet in front of the stage with a big grin on his face, seeing magic happen on stage.
That's kind of the best. That's what it's all about.
It was so cool. Like, we were trying to decide on the cover song, because you all, like, do a cover.
Yeah.
And we were starting with one song, and then we were all kind of like, it wasn't jiving. We're like, oh, man, we've got like an hour left. What cover are we going to do? Do you know this song? No, do you know this song? Everyone was like shouting out different songs.
And then you finally, wound up doing No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah, Detention was like, Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. I'm like, yeah, we all know that.
That one's kind of easy, too.
It worked out very well, yeah.
Was it basically like two chords?
It's like three chords, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so.
Four, maybe.
All right, so. A deceptively difficult song.
But that's it, over and over and over.
All right, so, all right, got my One Night Band Jones out.
So, and I'm here too.
Yes, and you're here too. Sorry.
I had nothing to add to that conversation. I apologize.
So let's get to the reason you're here.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's the reason for the season.
Yes.
We have two reasons that we are here.
Yeah. Well, yet there's the debut show.
Yes, that is one of the reasons.
Yes.
We're so excited. We'll be having
so excited
our big debut at Once Ballroom in Somerville on February 28th. It is a Friday. We're going to be playing with Lucis, Firstborn, and Excella.
I love Lucis.
Right?
They're so good.
Awesome. We're have been like...
I played with them in Salem together. With Transdusk, a band that I occasionally play with. It was such a rad show.
That's so awesome.
And they like brought their own sort of lighting equipment and smoke machines and stuff like that.
Yes.
And it popped off.
They will be doing that again. However,
heck yeah.
We aren't allowed to use the fog machine, which is a little sad.
Oh.
But... we got the lights.
Wait, why aren't you allowed to use a fog machine?
I
is that sidewalk driver's
thing?
I don't
have
the
permit yet or something.
Oh, boy. I mean, I know sidewalk driver uses fog on their shows sometimes.
We would love to use fog.
But
yeah. And they offered, they're like, you can use it too. And we're like, and then we couldn't. We're like, oh. But it's going
to
be great.
Well, when you graduate to the Sinclair, it's on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, all the fog. We're going to just... cloud up that whole room.
There you go.
Days.
All right. Awesome. So I guess I see instruments.
There are instruments here. They
the congas.
Followed us congas. Here.
Congas, you guys.
Congas. And a guitar.
Congas and the
all right,
guitar
so.
Here.
All right. So what do you got? What have you got for us?
Well, what we have for you today is we are going to be playing an acoustic version of the song that you will be hearing live on the air later on.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like exclusive.
It is super exclusive. This song is going to be released. It's going to be dropped on February 21st, a week before the show.
With a video.
With a video.
A video.
I love it when bands make music videos.
Yes.
Even if it's computer animation stuff.
Yes. It's not like, something you see much of anymore.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lyric video
of
the fourth kind. cool lyric video.
All right.
So it's called Paint the Mask, and it's about basically the like disease of being a people pleaser so seriously that it like eats away at your soul. and that you sacrifice your own happiness and your own sense of self to appease others.
It's kind of our main issue here.
Yeah, you put on the face.
Here at Stormstress.
Yeah. Put on the face of the perfect girl or whatever and, you know, pretend everything's okay all the time.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So
this is the chill acoustic version of that.
So yeah, I'm going to do my best to do some congas. It won't be as awesome as Maddie's drums, but here we go. I usually play bass, but here we go.
All right, there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Songstress.
Porcelain doll, painted to perfection. Another stroke with every line.
Yeah, that was Stormstress with Paint the Mask, the acoustic version.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll play the real version later.
We will.
And in case you didn't quite get enough of that version, you're going to get it twice.
Yeah, a rarity here at On the Tone with Mikey D. We almost never play songs twice.
Whoa.
Should we feel very special? I think we do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you should.
I do feel very special.
You should feel very special and just lord it over all of your friends.
Yes. Well, I was admiring the conga action.
Right?
And I'm thinking Maddie has a work cut out for
Ooh, wait till you hear those drums in the track.
Yeah, when you hear the track, you'll be like, congas. Why? Okay. But thank you. I appreciate
well,
it.
Well, you're not going to lug a drum kit into this studio. Yeah. Sorry.
No.
No.
It ain't happening.
Not happening.
I mean, some people actually tried, but it involves a lot of wires, and we're just not willing to do that.
Yeah.
So. I bet you could fit one of those tiny little stand-up kits, though.
Oh, over there, over by the teal pole.
Just bring like
in Studio A.
The pole, we see.
Maybe
it.
In that corner right there, if you take the chair out.
Oof.
That's
one.
About it.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like
Let's
timbales?
Try it. Do like a little jazz kit.
No, like. They got like these little stand-up drum kits. Guster uses them like, a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's like literally just you got a snare, you got like a cymbal directly over it or a ride, and just a stand-up kick bass.
Yeah. You just like stand and kick it and hit the little bass.
Oh, like that dude in Jellyfish like 30 years ago.
Sure, I don't know Jellyfish, but okay.
Anyway.
Totally. Yes, that.
So do you have anything special planned as a debut show at the Once Ballroom?
Well, it's pretty cool because this will be the first time we've played, you know, as Stormstress with these originals. And we have a whole set of originals. Well, we're going to do a couple covers, possibly featuring a couple guests from that night. So
all right, I can restrain myself from going on and on and on about that.
No, it's gonna be very, very cool.
Yeah, we're gonna have a really good time. Yeah.
Sounds like
it's gonna go nuts.
We're really, really. Oh, we also have Creeping Death Designs is gonna be there. Our friend Christina Schwartz, she makes custom clothing and it's super metal and
nice.
Badass. Yeah. And she's gonna be there selling clothes and her wares and